For the last 2.5 years, the Black House Improvisers Collective has made its home in an unoccupied floor of a downtown building provided by the Charlotte Street Foundation. There, the loose group of composers and improvisers meet in 3 sessions a year to create original music. About a year ago, the Indonesian percussion ensemble Gamelan Genta Kasturi also moved into the space. Like the Odd Couple, these unlikely roommates have decided to find common ground and work together. They are collaborating on a rare fusion of avant-garde jazz with traditional Asian music. Alex Smith has this story.
For the current session of the Black House Collective, founders Hunter Long and Russell Thorpe gave their fresh crop of composers a new challenge. They were asked to compose music using not just the usual large jazz ensemble, but also incorporating the gamelan. For most of them, this Indonesian orchestra of gongs and xylophones was an unfamiliar but inspiring sound.
My name is Mary Huntemer. I would say it kind of has a wind chime quality.
My name is Russell Thorpe. The first thing that always comes to mind for me is shimmering.
My name is Chris Robinson. I didn't realize how loud it was. It's really the kind of powerful sound.
I'm Hunter Long. To a trained Western musician, it sounds out of tune. It's very rhythmic. It's kind of hypnotic.
I'm Terry Quinn. I'd say enveloping. When the entire ensemble starts going, the sound just seems to fill up the room, and there is a waviness to it. So it's kind of like you're floating. I describe it as envelope and floating.
It's a Sunday afternoon, just a couple of weeks before a performance, and this is the first time the entire Black House group and gamelan group have actually practiced together. In front of a giant fifth-floor window, the two ensembles face each other. Pat Conway, who's headed the gamelan for most of its 9 years, begins the rehearsal. He and the other 5 composers take turns leading the 2 ensembles through their compositions, but this is the first time they've actually heard their work performed.
Initially, I was very intimidated. I was like, well, that sounds very interesting. I don't know what to do with that. It was my first impression with it.
Had you worked before with traditional Asian instruments?
Oh, no. This is the first time, and it's really been great because you have so much to work with. And so you have to find out how to get the instrument to work with what you're doing. And so it's been a lot of fun to try and figure that out. And it's been a challenge, and that's why I kind of wanted to do it.
Basically what we did is we had a workshop, our first rehearsal of this composer's workshop at Black House. Pat did a gamelan overview where we all sat in the gamelan, we all played the gamelan, we all learned about it. And in getting to play it, you kind of get more comfortable with it, understand what it is, what it's not. And then from there, you feel like you can write for it because you've played it.
So what is the hardest part of combining jazz and gamelan?
The intonation, because the gamelan sort of exists in its own little universe of tonality. So like Western instruments with the major and the minor keys, we're all fixed around a very definite pitch. It's A440, and so like if the organ gives us A and everybody tunes to that, and then we can have all the chords come out in tune and everything sounds nice and clean and not sort of muddy. Well, the gamelan, the way they are is the instruments are paired, and I guess they're thought of as male and female, and they're slightly off from each other. So when they play together, it creates this sort of like very wide pitch band that's available, almost like an uncertainty thing. So that's a very shimmery quality.
How do the rhythms, that you're used to in jazz and things, how do those compare with gamelan rhythms?
I tried to stick with what I heard was the traditional gamelan. I mean, I have little experience with gamelan, but from the workshop that Pat did with the ensemble, I heard like something constant was happening, and then there was, eighth notes, so there was like that, and then there was, some of them doing eighth notes. So I wanted to keep that, and I think that was the hardest part of how do I make this fit with what I want to write.
Thank you.
kind of, I decided that I'm going to take like a Butos band type sound and melody and then find ways to combine it within the gamelan.
I was just trying different ideas on what grooves would work with what I wrote, and so I was listening to, I don't know what it was, some hip-hop thing that had a similar drum part, and I'm like, that would actually work with what I wrote.
Is there anything that you've gotten from this project that you are planning on, you know, continuing to explore, like in later work?
Yeah, actually, my piece, I had to just sort of like stop it, because if I kept working on it, it would have turned into something that would take an hour to play.
I'm Patrick Alonzo Conway, and I'm director of the Gamelan Ensemble. This will be the first time that I've tried to combine large numbers of Western instruments with gamelan. My compositions so far that blended gamelan usually had one or two Western instruments. So I'm interested to continue to see what it sounds like and would like to approach this. I mean, the possibilities are kind of endless.
The Black House Improvisers Collective will perform in collaboration with Gamelan Genta Kasturi on Friday, May 18th. The concert, which is called The Bell Tree, will also feature dancers and light design. The Gamelan's leader, Pat Conway, was also just awarded a Charlotte Street Performing Artist Fellowship.
Thank you for tuning in to KC Currents. This show will be archived along with all of our past shows on the KC Currents page at kcur.org.
You can also hear individual stories there or sign up for our podcast. Find us on iTunes. Contact us at kccurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter at kccurrents.
KC Currents is produced by Sylvia with assistant producer Alex Smith. Carrie Coogan is our intern, and our theme music is by Approach. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.